Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hey, Owen. I'm just ringing just in regards. I've just got a quick question. I've just got a buddy at home, but she's just acting a bit different to normal, and I'm just wondering if I could ask a couple of questions about the behaviour.
For sure, man. I'm going to try and answer your questions and see what I think.
Yeah, no worries. So basically, she just seems like she's a bit fluffed up, and she's always, you know, tucking her head down. And she, at the moment, like, because I sometimes let them out, she's always scavenging around the ground for food, and it's as if she's really hungry. But like, we've tried to transition them to, you know, the crumbles, instead of the feed, but she seems to be really like. And somewhat affectionate as well. Like, I'd never usually be able to, like, hold her, but she I can put my hand right over her and she won't be bothered by it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And how long has she been like that for?
Probably a few days. I just haven't really noticed it as severe. Like, you know, the other day, she was like that, scavenging around, but she wasn't really, you know, like, she wouldn't go anywhere near me still. But now all of a sudden, she's kind of like, you know, like I can put my hand right over her and she doesn't seem to be too bothered by it.
Yep. Have we seen you here before recently, sorry, man, as well?
Yeah, I think every time we have an issue, we usually come to you guys anyway.
Cool, man.
I'm just trying to see if I can find a quick answer, maybe if there's something worth worrying about or, you know.
Definitely, man. I'll tell you straight up, definitely really worried the bird might die. But what we see usually with the budgies is that they struggle to change diets. They often will starve themselves. So what you're probably finding is she's really affectionate, with air quotes, because she's just so deficient in energy because she's not getting much food in. So I would just offer all the seed in the world. Have you still got all the old seed you used to feed her?
Yeah, I should do. Or I'll have to go get some, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. Definitely, sometimes even like changing the type of seed brand, they can starve themselves too. So do you have any leftover from what you used to have?
I'd have to have a look around, but I'll probably most likely have to buy some, which I should be able to get some.
Yeah,
so.
Well, like I would say, like, get some tonight, because if she's been like that for a few days, man, she might be, like, you might find her tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I have been giving them millet, so she's had some sort of food, and they really like the millet.
Great, man. Have you still got some of the millet sprays and the millet?
Yeah, I've got heaps of them, yeah.
Oh, man, just throw all those in right now, and then see if you can get some stuff from maybe just like late night Pet Barn or something for a budgie seed as well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once she comes back from looking fluff, like when she's well, she will be, sassy and biting.
She's a bit of a character, because when I got her, she's actually a wild bred one.
Sure.
So she's always a bit of a nut, you know, like she. But like at the moment, I'm just sitting here going, oh well, she's not acting like her, you know, her wild self, like she always used to. But
yeah.
So
have you got any new budgies or anything? Was it just her?
No, not really. No. We've had a couple of budgies pass away, but they doesn't seem to bother them really. But
cool. Well, that's it. Like sometimes they can get gut parasites that make them lose weight as well, even though they might be eating. So it could just be something a bit more than just the diet change. But it sounds like if that fits the timeline, she's probably starving a little bit. So I would just load her back up with food. And
give her as much as she won't overfeed herself really, but.
No, well, she'll engorge, definitely, but that's like they can store a lot of food in their crop and that'll slowly digest. So, I would do that, man. And if she's still a little bit off tomorrow, like she'll take a little bit to come, but she should definitely pick up tomorrow. If she's not picked up, let us know, and we might have to feed her and give her, you know, some fluids and just rehydrate her and sort of nurse her.
Yeah, 100%,
But did we give you the handout how to change the diet and stuff like that? Did we give that to you?
I think mainly my partner handles a lot of that, but I just thought because she was a bit concerned this morning, but obviously she didn't have enough time to muck around with it, so she just let me know when I get home, which I did. And, there was one other thing. It looked like she had like a bit of a sticky patch on her head. I don't know if that means anything, but it's like all the feathers, you know, when you get a bit of honey in your hair or something, it goes all sticky and a bit kind of hard.
Sometimes they can vomit, and often the vomit material will mat the feathers on the side of the face and the head. So that can be because she's got a parasite or an infection.
Okay.
I think have we seen this budgie recently? Sorry, man. I'll just open your phone.
I don't know. I don't know if it was recently. My name's Nick. It might be under my partner's name though.
Yep. What's her name? What's his name?
Her name is Dana. Dahna.
Yep.
Dana. Last name Baldwin.
Oh yeah, I see that. So it's all you and, in March. Let's just have a look. Oh no, sorry. Health check. Here we go. Someone Spider Kev.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's her. Yep.
I'll just have a look, because it looks like we've given you some amphotericin for a specific fungus that makes them lose weight and vomit and stuff too. I'll just have a look.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if that's what she's kind of got. Yeah. Again, like maybe they've got it again. I think we've still got some left over. Would it even help to give her some of that as well, or all of them as well, obviously?
Definitely, man. I definitely would. I'll just have a look.
Yeah,
at
okay.
So Barry came in recently.
Barry is no longer with us.
Oh, sure, but, sorry, man.
Yeah, she was a bit of a weird one. She was an extremely sort of unhealthy bird. She always had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, she was like, it was a really rare color, it was a purple.
Yep.
I think we were sort of concerned about something, but I think the vet told us that she. Basically, her—I can't remember what she called it—but basically, she was ready to lay, but then she said, "Oh, don't worry about it; it's all right." But yeah.
Okay, man. Well, that's it. With everything you told me, man, give her the amphotericin. So give her the same dose. It'd probably be like 0.04 mils. So pretty much the same dose, probably similar to what you had.
Yep.
Definitely offer all the food tonight. Just anything she wants.
Yeah.
And then
definitely. Yep.
Do you have like a little heat source or anything like that, like a little heat lamp, or like can you put her in a small room?
Yeah, we've actually got two of those in there.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So, do you reckon I should enclose it a little bit? Maybe make it a bit warmer in there.
Definitely, man. Yeah, like while she's running thin and she's not doesn't have any energy, she needs it actually.
Yeah.
Especially because you know it's just so cold at the moment. So
yeah, 100%.
If she comes through the night, I'd say like. Got a good chance to fix her, but if she's getting worse, you know, I think we definitely have to see her tomorrow. But if you just touch base and let us know if she's getting worse, we'll probably have to try and see her tomorrow. I'm not at the hospital either, but
we'll let you know. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right, man. All right. Thank you very much for that. I think she might be right because she's actually like full flying around and everything.
Yeah.
I think she's got just enough energy to. I'm going to dump a heap of millet in a bowl inside the cage now, and I reckon she'll probably recover. It's just a matter of just getting it in the right food, and I'll change it back over to seed, just to back to what it was, and then I'll relook at the dietary thing to change them over.
For sure, man. For sure. That's it. Like, it's so hard. The budgies are particularly. Hard, but certainly if one of them eats the crumbles or the pellets or whatever, they should all take to it. But they are they're a bit difficult. So
one of them does. He's a boy. His name is Zazu, but he's probably the least difficult budgie I've ever had.
Yeah,
he just does whatever you want. And the only difference between him and the rest of them is for some reason he can't fly very well.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't know how to make it better. Maybe even help him fly. I don't know how. He basically, if he jumps off the cage, he'll glide, but basically fly down.
Yeah, sure.
He can't fly up the cage, so we always have to help him back up there. But
we can look at him one day when he comes in, and he might have like an old fracture or something. That's pretty common. Lots of reasons.
He does make a bit of a chirping sound every time he flies too. So.
Okay.
Yeah. No worries. Well, I'll get straight onto that, and worst case, if it's all good, we might bring her in tomorrow. But if she seems okay in the morning, I guess there's no need to really bring her in, is there? Or?
Yeah, I think if she keeps getting better and better, you know, like that should be fine.
Yeah.
But I would definitely give her the amphotericin as well for the moment.
Okay, yeah,
I'll
definitely, yeah, give her some. My missus always weighs them as well, and she doesn't seem to have any massive weight loss as well. So.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll just,
awesome.
just double check. I think she you might find she probably lost a lot of weight if she's ravenous.
Yep.
But yeah,
definitely. We'll weigh her tonight and just make sure, like, because I think my partner has a book that she keeps all the weights in.
Yep.
So, but if there's not too much of a difference, I reckon it might not be too bad. But yeah, I'll definitely give her as much food as she wants.
Definitely. Cool. All right, fingers crossed for you, man. So hopefully.
Yeah, no worries.
Good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No worries. All right. Take care. Bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.